Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line a very special guest and one of my favorite guests, Larry Pratt. Larry, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Well, Stan, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us what's going on back there in Washington, D.C., because for those of you who don't know Larry, his offices are right back there in the very heart of the beast. He, of course, is part of a nationwide organization, Gun Owners of America, which represents your views and mine, and I feel like he's my representative back in Washington, D.C. as well. So please tell us what's going on.
Well, yesterday the House of Representatives enacted or passed a measure dealing with driver's licenses that, as far as we are concerned, is going to produce the national ID card. Now, a lot of good people were backing this thing because they are to the point of desperation about illegal immigration. Pity is that the bill does nothing about illegal immigration, doesn't do anything about stopping illegals coming across the border. It says, well, once they get here, we'll make them obey the law getting a driver's license. Well, that's kind of like telling criminals that they should obey the law when we pass a gun control law. If they don't do that, and the illegals are not going to be bothered. If they do get a license, they'll get it without going through the legal procedures. But meanwhile, you and I are going to be subjected to the provisions of what amounts to a national ID card, with the growing transparency of the American citizen, the ending of any privacy that we thought was one of our distinctives. The government would need a search warrant that had to be specific to the time and the place, and if both couldn't be accomplished in the service of the warrant, had to go get another warrant. That's how hard it was to get a search warrant in the early days of the Republic. Now, we're going to have a national ID card that you don't have to worry about a warrant, because they're probably, by regulation, going to require the states to put in a radio frequency ID chip. And not only will that tell the government wherever you've been and just about everything you've done, but it will also make it so that probably my 13-year-old grandson could easily hack into it, because they've already admitted that there's a problem with this technology, and upwards of 30 feet away, people can just grab the information out of cyberspace, and your identity is gone. So the illegal comes in, gets an illegal identity. Meanwhile, those of us who are supposed to be here, instead of having our identity stolen, used who knows how, and it's already a problem when people get their identity stolen, credit cards get issued, debt gets run up, people go nuts and lose 2-3 years of their life because of this kind of thing. And now we're just going to hand it, and now that we're going to hand it over to the crooks in the country, but apparently, according to the terms of this bill in the House, we're going to hand it over to the crooks outside the country, namely particularly the Mexican bureaucrats, because we're going to share the data in this whole system with the Canadian and Mexican officials.
Hang on, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and certainly one of the few organizations in the United States, conservative organizations, that has not been compromised. And unfortunately, so many of them have been infiltrated and either neutralized, or the leaders are afraid to speak out because they don't want to lose support, or they've taken a grant from the government under the faith-based initiative, and then they're bought and paid for. But Larry is talking today about this. The identification card, the House of Representatives passed the legislation yesterday. Supposedly, somehow, this is going to help us as far as illegal immigration is concerned, so that every American is going to have a federally approved driver's license, which will be a federal identification card. And, of course, this has been fought off for years. But now, of course, in the name of illegal immigration, well, why is illegal immigration a problem? Because the government has facilitated and done everything they could to bring in illegal immigrants. They refused to seal our borders.
And I think that's a key point.
Right.
Here we're being stampeded because of a problem the government has made and still refuses to deal with. Now, the Mexicans understand border security. In their southern Chiapas province that borders on Guatemala, they have a lot of troops there, and they'll shoot you if they catch you coming across that border. Meanwhile, they say that we're a racist if we want to get a Mexican coming across the border into the United States to have proper papers. So this is this is the nature of the phony dilemma that we've been put in, and I really think it's outrageous, and a lot of good members of Congress have been buffaloed by this, and a lot of conservative grassroots people. We've taken almost, I would say, angry comments at Gun Owners of America, saying, "Well, how can you possibly be against dealing with the illegal immigration problem?" Well, we're not against dealing with it. We haven't seen anything in this bill that would deal with it, but it's sure going to deal us a bad hand as far as our Bill of Rights is concerned.
And the same thing with the Patriot Act. Who could be against the Patriot Act? Well,
right.
The trouble is, the Patriot Act was really unpatriotic. It massively expanded the name of power of the federal government in the name of fighting terrorism, which the government had consistently refused to do. They knew about the terrorist movement here. They even had pictures of the terrorists here in America advocating violence. If you haven't seen that wonderful video, Jihad in America, 1988, they were in Oklahoma. They were all across the country recruiting people for the Jihad in America, and the government suppressed this information until after September 11th, 2001.
Now, we heard one person talk. Let's wait till we get back.
Well, our guest is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and we were simply pointing out that it is the government that created the illegal immigration problem by absolutely refusing to address it and then forcing the states, for instance, every hospital has to provide free medical care for any illegal alien that comes in. You cannot report illegal aliens to the hospitals. States are required to give education, and many states, of course, extend benefits to illegal aliens, and the federal government has done everything they could to block efforts to stop illegal immigration by the individual states, as they did here in the state of California, where we wanted to cut off subsidies to illegal aliens who are attending our university here. We couldn't have that sort of thing. Here in America, that's racist if you want to do anything about illegal activity. Well, now they passed this ID card, a federal identification card is what it's all about. It will not stop illegal immigration any more than the Patriot Act will stop, terrorism in America, because there's not one word about Islamic terrorism in either bit of legislation. So pick up the story there, Larry.
Well, we had a member, or we had an individual anyway, call in and tell us, well, he'd been telling his members, his member of Congress, his representative, to support this Real ID bill, as it's been called by its sponsors, in order to deal with filling in the 3-mile gap in our border, in the fence. And I said, well, we got a long border with Mexico, and I think I know what they're talking about. It's probably a sector in San Diego, but the fence, the wall which has been built there, which has been moderately successful and complete as it is, does nothing to staunch them coming across, particularly in Cochise County, Arizona. There's a huge traffic jam practically every night with illegals coming in and with drug runners coming in. They actually have divided up the corridors that they run in through the border, over the border into Cochise County, and you've got the same problem in other parts of our Southwest. And so there's hardly a 3-mile problem to be dealt with. There's a huge thousands of miles problem.
But, you know, of course, the incredible thing is that police officers who pick up people who are here illegal immigrants can't turn them over to the INS. The INS, I mean, you go down, of course, to our local Kmart store here where I live, and I'm sure this is the same in every community. There's always some place where all of the illegal immigrants hang out to get jobs, and the INS can't pick these people up. Everything has been done to discourage the INS from doing their job. They had to create the crisis so they can come up with a solution. And the solution is every American is going to have to give up just a little bit more freedom in the name of countering the problem that the government has intentionally produced. And, of course, so much of this is funded by the Ford Foundation, which is funding all of these illegal immigrant organizations like LULAC and MALDAVE. And the average American has no idea, and even the Mexicans, illegals, don't understand. This whole thing is being manipulated, creating a force and counterforce, and out of that will come a solution that will be disastrous both for the Americans and for the Mexicans.
Meanwhile, the Mexican government, while working very fairly effectively to seal off their southern border with Guatemala, has been publishing in the north of Mexico a guide for what they call migrants, and this large booklet in Spanish gives them all kinds of information about how to cross the border, how to do it by being warm enough or having enough water, whatever, and how to avoid detection once they're crossing the border, once they get into the United States. Very detailed information, and the bill, of course, does nothing with that arrogance, except says, oh, we're going to share the databases of the national ID card system with the Mexican government, supposedly. So what? When one of their illegals gets a United States driver's license, the Mexicans will do something about it? We really think that after they published a guide on how to sneak into the U.S.?
Well, I think, of course, the Americans don't understand the implications of what's happening. First of all, this is bankrupting the state of California. I mean, it's bankrupting Southern California. Oh, 90% of the children born at Los Angeles County Hospital are from illegal aliens. Hospitals all along the southern part of our country are closing down because they are losing so much money because they're forced to take care by federal law of illegal aliens who are not going to pay their hospital bill. The illegal aliens are coming in bringing all sorts of new diseases and tuberculosis and drug-resistant tuberculosis, and we're seeing new outbreaks of whooping cough. Why? Because there are all sorts of people are coming in here and bringing the disease from south of the border, which was pretty well under control here in the United States. Yeah. And we're actively encouraging all of this.
Yeah.
Our government and our politicians are encouraging this so that they can pass new laws to control our freedom. And where is the outcry from our leaders, especially our Republican leaders? They're the cheerleaders for this whole thing.
Well, and this is part of the problem that I think we've made for ourselves as well. Not only do we have politicians ignoring the invasion across our border and a bill that was passed yesterday doing nothing to deal with that invasion, but frankly, we have to go back 50, 60, 70 years when this country started telling the churches and telling the families of this country, don't you worry about people who need a job or people who are sick. That's the government's job. Well, that's a lie. That's not the government's job. The government does that as well as it delivers the mail and everything else, protects the border. These are tasks that should never become matters of public expenditure. And as long as we're offering this stuff free, and particularly to anybody who comes, well, of course, it's going to be an increasing burden. If we did not have government welfare in this country, a lot of the illegal immigration that we have just wouldn't exist. It would, if they came at all, it would be because there really was a job here, but the jobs might not be here because if we didn't have government welfare, a lot of our own folks that are on government welfare wouldn't be on government welfare. They'd be working. And so we, I think, would have taken care of the problem almost by itself.
Well, I think one of the most incredible things is that we are actually here in the state of California. If you are here illegally and you want to go to our University of California or any of its branches or state colleges, you get subsidies for your education.
Yeah,
whereas if you're an American citizen coming in from Nevada, you have to pay a much higher fee because you're not an illegal alien. So if you're living in Nevada, you claim you're an illegal alien and come into California, then you get the special benefits that the illegals do rather than the benefits... The punishment you get for being an American citizen.
It's an insanity on top of an insanity, and we have sown the whirlwind, and now we are reaping it.
Well, but of course, the people who are devising this thing are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. The people in the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and the elitists of the Council on Foreign Relations, because their dedication, their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream, and what they really want to do is unite all countries, destroy their cultures, and bring them under the control of the corporate elite. And this is what's happening. That we were losing our sovereignty. We're moving towards a police state. And where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Where is the outcry from so many of our conservative leaders? And why are our congressmen, are they foolish? Or is it simply the leadership of the Republican Party is twisting their arms and saying, go along with this or else?
Well, there's certainly a good deal of that. And I think there's a perception among the politicians, particularly inside the Beltway, where they live inside a not only a Beltway but a kind of hermetic little bubble, and they really kind of believe that the American people want us to do something. And in truth, there are good people in America who think that this kind of legislation needs to be passed because they've accepted that. Well, yes, we have to have government welfare, and, well, no, there's nothing more we can do at the border. Therefore, the only thing left to do is to make us all prove our innocence before we go to a university or a hospital or anything else. And, you know, just one step in the wrong direction has led to another. And at first, you may seem like you're pretty close to where you started from when you're going down the wrong path. But after a while, even if the angle is small, the distance becomes huge. And that's what's happened over the years in this country. And so the politicians are not hearing effectively from the American people saying, you got the wrong solution because you don't understand the problem.
And I think one of the most ridiculous things is we're going to not pay Social Security to people who are working in the United States illegally after they go back to Mexico. And they'll get far more from working here illegally than they would if they were working in Mexico. And this is being... We're going to go along the way to bankrupting the American Social Security system to reward the Mexicans for coming here illegally. Now, a lot of Mexican people are wonderful people, there's no question, but they're not coming to America to become part of our nation because they want to become Americans. They're here to exploit the system, but we are encouraging them to exploit the system. You know, you get what you subsidize. If you subsidize people working, they work. If you subsidize people on welfare, why they go on welfare? But I want to tell you that I believe the welfare system is coming to an end very quickly. In Russia, they're cutting back on pensions. In Europe, in Germany, in France, there are riots there because they're cutting back on the pensions and all these wonderful things they promised people. They're even making the people work an eight-hour day over in
that
Germany.
That is probably going too far, I would say.
Right.
Yes, of course. You know, and on top of everything else, there are other ways that this piece of legislation is going to hit us, and let's turn to that when we get back from this little pause.
All right, fine. Well, you've got about 30 seconds. Why don't you just, I won't turn the music up. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Just to say that this is going to bite the average American with this ID card system. Gun owners and passengers on airlines have already experienced what happens when bad data gets into the file, and there's no way for you to get it out of there. You may get onto the plane this time after missing your first flight. You may be able to buy a gun after you spent two or three days convincing some bureaucrat you're okay.
Hold that thought right there.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like the corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. Or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Larry Pratt. Larry, would you like to, of course, go ahead and get your telephone number out and tell people how they can get in touch with Gun Owners of America? Because if more people had been in touch with you and been writing their congressmen and emailing their congressmen and faxing their congressmen and calling their congressmen, they wouldn't have been able to get that legislation through.
That's right. They do respond to the folks from home. And when we don't do it enough, and all they hear is from their leadership and from the Washington Post and the New York Times, well, then we're in trouble. And that's the plain and simple truth of it. So if folks would like to add their voice to the battle, which is shifting now to the Senate, it's not over, then I would very much encourage them to, if they can get on the web, go to gunowners.org. That's all they have to type in, and that'll go to our website, and at gunowners.org they can sign up for our legislative bulletins, which come out once or twice a week when the Congress is in session. And not only will it explain what the problem is, but it will also give a suggestion for a solution. It will have an email that if folks like the one we've written, with a few clicks, they can send it off to their representative, or next week, as the case will be, dealing with this national ID card, it'll be an email to their two senators. And that is the best way to find out what's going on at the time that you need to know, and then to be able to respond in a timely fashion.
And, of course, I encourage you to go to their website to start getting their information and to send those emails in. You can send it through them. You can send them on your own. But if we aren't involved, you can be sure the people on the other side who will take away our freedom are very well organized. They know exactly what they're doing. So
yeah, they're working hard with the tax money that we've sent to pay their salaries. You bet they're working hard. So, now, if people can't get on the web and go to gunowners.org, to be part of this process, then they can do the next best thing, which is to call our toll-free number, get information about getting on our mailing list, about $20 a year, and when we send out mailings, it's for the purpose of letting people know what's happening, and the postcards that we send along are for the purpose of the same thing the email does, which is to inform their members of Congress what it is that their voters like and don't like. So they can call 888-88-6-GUNS. That's toll-free, 888-886-GUNS. And we'll be happy to send them information about Gun Owners of America.
All right, fine. And so let me encourage you to do that. I believe wholeheartedly that this is one of the finest organizations we have in America today, and one that you can really depend on as far as their interpretation of what's going on. Well, Larry, is there anything else other than the fact that they're going to give us all our papers, just like they did in Hitler's Germany, as they did in Russia and in every totalitarian country? This is one of the first things that happens. There are all sorts of rumors out here that there's a man named Primakov who's working somewhere there in Washington, D.C., for the Office of Homeland Security. Is there any truth to that?
I've heard it, but I honestly don't know what the answer is. But I do know, and one of the points that I probably ought to try to make even more fully than before going into one of the breaks, is that once you get yourself on a no-fly list or can't-buy-a-gun list, it's the devil to pay to get it off, get your name off, and usually it won't happen. Now, Ted Kennedy wasn't able to get on a plane, and he was able to call the director of Homeland Security, the head of the department, Tom Ridge, and he got the matter taken care of. But I don't think Stan Monteith or Larry Pratt are going to be able to call up the head of Homeland Security, get our phone calls returned, and say, "Hey, guy, we got a little problem here. Why don't you clean up the database?" "Oh, no problem, Mr. Pratt. Be happy to do that." Well,
I know.
Right.
I know a number of my friends. Barrett Schoss, a real sweet lady. Nobody would ever expect she was a terrorist, but she was on the terrorist watch list. We did get her off when we started talking about that on radio. But my friend Craig Roberts, there's a frequent guest on our programs. Dave Wegner, they're all on this special. They can fly, of course, but they have special checks, they special searches. All of these things. They've been targeted. What's their crime? They're patriots.
Well,
the thing is that they didn't put the terrorists on the terrorist watch list. They put the patriots on, and I think this bodes very, very poorly for America.
You bet. It is very arbitrary. They know what they're doing, and when they put a pilot on because he had ammunition in his pocket, and the pilot is certified to carry a gun in the cockpit, but they put him on the no-fly list, he can't get through the electronic security, and finally he gets a letter of censure from Transportation Security Administration. "Well, okay, you can fly again, but you did wrong." Well, come on. This is crazy.
Well, when you live in a world gone crazy, the trouble is the only few of us who are sane, everybody thinks we're insane. And, of course, the insane people that have the keys to the insane asylum. We'll be back in just a moment with Larry Pratt here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
And we'll be right back here with Larry Pratt. Well, this is Archer Stan. I guess this afternoon is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And get that telephone number out just one more time, Larry.
Very good. It's a toll-free number to contact us for information. It's 888-886-GUNS. And if folks can get on the web, they can get all that information and more at gunowners.org.
That's 886-GUNS, or 1-888-886-GUNS. Well, if you are out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Larry, he's certainly on the front lines back there in Washington, D.C. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, now, what about the Brady Bill? They were that certainly died during the last session. Are they going to try to bring that back again?
Well, the assault weapons right. ban, so-called, the semi-auto ban, right. did. The waiting period of the Brady Law, that unhappily is still around. Ron Paul is hopefully going to have time to introduce a measure to even overturn that. Frankly, I don't see a successful effort being mounted in this Congress to bring back the semi-auto ban. But that doesn't mean that there won't be efforts to come at gun owners through the back door. And one of the most insidious is the idea that if you've been to a shrink, a psychiatrist or a psychologist, that means you ought never to own a gun, because somehow anybody that's ever had that kind of medical advice is going to be violent. Well, it just couldn't be anything further from the truth. The Mental Health Association has opposed this idea. It's an idea that Charles Schumer, the senator from New York, has had, because he sees it as a way of banning a whole bunch of people from owning a gun. But not only is the experience of the Mental Health Association such that you can't predict who's going to be violent from somebody's mental history, I just had the opportunity to interview a very tough-minded psychologist. His name is Dr. Stanton Samino, and he's written a book called Inside the Criminal Mind. And it's not a theoretical book, nor is it written in psychobabble. It's written on the basis of his, I would say some 30, 35 years of clinical experience. Initially, he went to work when he got out of college with a senior colleague at St. Elizabeth's, the mental criminal lockup in Washington, D.C., and there he began to realize that all of the Freudian assumptions that he had about why criminals are criminals were just plain wrong. And he's concluded then, and he's even more convinced now, criminals are criminals because they want to be criminals. And he actually makes the statement in his book, on page 140 as I recall, that mental illness has never caused a criminal action, period, in all of his experience with all the people that he's had contact with, which is literally in the thousands. I mean, this guy not only was doing studies, but now he's in private practice, and he, among other things, was the prosecution expert witness against Lee Malvo, the younger of the two punks that were known as the Beltway Snipers. Malvo, in the sentencing stage of his trip through the court system, was claiming that, well, he shouldn't be given the maximum penalty because, after all, he had been brainwashed by the older guy, John Muhammad. And what Samino did was what he typically does. He would go and talk to people who he could believe, because one of his maxims is criminals lie. And they don't just lie. It's nothing pathological. It's that they lie because they enjoy lying, because they are seeking to manipulate all the rest of us. And they love seeing us get manipulated and seeing themselves get away with lie after lie after lie. So in order to know what a criminal really thinks, what the truth really is, one thing to hear what the criminal has to say, but more important is to go talk to his mother, to his wife, to his girlfriend, to somebody who knows him and is willing to speak candidly. And then he looks at the guy's history, and his conclusion was, and his testimony in court was, Lee Malvo, from the time that, as young as you can go back in his history, was seeking out violence. He liked violence. He was a violent person. He liked being able to manipulate other people with violence. And whereas normal people, if they had seen a John Muhammad, would have run fleeing from him and all of his violence, Lee Malvo was thinking, hot diggity, this is my kind of guy. And he hooked up with him. And so that was the essence of his testimony in that trial.
In other words, the Charles Schumer's efforts to keep anybody who's ever seen a psychiatrist from having a gun is simply one more effort to disarm the American people in preparation for eventually taking away all of our freedoms.
Absolutely. If you'll allow me, Schumer's idea is nuts.
Maybe he needs to see a psychiatrist.
Let's
go to Bob, who's calling from Kansas.
We'll let him see Mr. Samino, that's for sure.
Bob, are you there?
Yeah,
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question at all?
Oh, I kind of wondered why Larry Pratt on Alex's show some time ago said he thought George Bush was a nice guy.
Well, a lot of people are nice guys and dead wrong.
He's a Satanist, and...
Well, no, because you can't say he's a Satanist. You know, you don't know that, you can't make that as a definite statement. But I've met George Bush, and I will tell you that he's got a nice smile. You know, he shakes your hand, not very firmly. He's very, very clever. But, you know, the one thing to be a nice guy, it's another thing to be a very dangerous guy, and I think he's dangerous.
The Congress is full of very charming people. Now,
yeah, I've seen that locally here.
Right. So
Gary Moran is our representative, and he's very very friendly. Yeah.
Right. Of course, I mean, so don't criticize Larry for saying George Bush is a nice guy, but I will tell you, I bet the dollars to donuts to Jerry that Larry Pratt disagrees with most of what George Bush is doing.
And, of course, I think it takes more resolve on our part when we, you know, guys like Bush can put you on a under a charm offensive, and a lot of people just kind of go gaga.
Well, I've heard that in private, every other word is a bad word.
All right, because that's in private. That's not the public perception.
No, yeah, and actually, you don't hear that very often. You don't hear it the way you did almost all the time about Clinton. You were always hearing about the stories that Secret Service agents had told somebody at church or whatever about Hillary tossing a Bible at her GD husband or, you know, all kinds of really bizarre behavior. That was just nonstop. And frankly, with Bush, you almost never hear any of that kind of stuff. So I don't think our disagreement with Bush is necessarily in his personal conduct. Our disagreement with Bush is he's a socialist.
Well, he does give the satanic sign, the way Alex said. Is that the satanic sign, that hand signal?
Of course, you have to. You're speaking now, of course, the two fingers up. That, of course, is the longhorn sign, and it's used by the people in Texas for the longhorn that the Texas team. Isn't that right, Larry?
Well, and you know, a lot of these folks are just big sports boosters, and I think there's a lot more likelihood that he's doing something like that.
Well, on Alex's side, they have Prince William giving the sign and some other world leaders. So.
Well, see, Bob, where we get into trouble is it has a dual meaning. It has one meaning to
right.
The occultists and the Satanists. We don't know why George Bush is using it, but you would think that one of his leaders, one of his assistants, would be smart enough to tell him that is the sign of the devil. He probably thinks it's just the Texas sign, but thanks so much for calling.
Yep.
Okay, and I think that we have to be very careful. George Bush may not even understand what he's doing.
Well, I think there's some possibility of that because the guy doesn't claim to be a thinker, an analyst, and I think a lot of what he, quote, knows is stuff that he's picked up off the fly. I don't think he's stupid, but I don't think he's got a great deal of intellectual curiosity, and that's, you know, not necessarily bad. If he's not reading the New York Times, I can't fault him for that. But I'd like to see that maybe he was a little bit better versed in his Bible. That would be helpful.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, that symbol is given with the index and the small finger extended, the thumb over the middle two fingers, is a symbol that is used by Satanists. It's also used as a symbol of the Texas Longhorn football team. So we just have to be careful how we interpret that. I don't know what George is doing, but all I can say is maybe we ought to tell Dick Cheney to tell him to stop giving that symbol. People might get the wrong impression. Well, tell us what's happening as far as the pilots are concerned. Are they still doing everything they can in the face of this terrible terrorist threat to block the arming of the airline pilots?
No, the pilots have been coming to town, visiting members of Congress, making their case. There's just incredible inertia in this town. Laws have been passed twice, telling the bureaucrats to get with it, get them armed and get those guns and the pilots' hands in the cockpit, and the bureaucrats have done everything they possibly can. In fact, I was mentioning earlier in the show about the pilot that had gone through security. He wasn't flying that particular leg. He was going deadhead to pick up another flight where he would be flying, and at that point, of course, his gun would be something that he was supposed to have with him in the cockpit. Well, apparently he had, I don't know, a magazine or something. Maybe he had a couple rounds in his pocket, and they like to have a cat fit, and they use that as an excuse to just keep him from going through security. You talk about getting put on the no-fly list. Well, here's a pilot qualified by the government itself to carry a gun, and because he's off duty at a particular moment with ammunition in his pocket, they tell him that now he's on the no-fly list. I mean, these people are... It's almost beyond belief that is so vicious and so petty, and yet that is so bureaucratic. Wow. Does that ever say, that's the epitaph of a bureaucrat.
Well, let's go to Jim.
I was petty, and I was vicious.
Well, let's go to Jim calling from Missouri. Hi, Jim.
Good evening.
Have a question for our guest.
Yes, sir. I wondered if anyone had had much to say about the fact that the young man you were talking about, the Lee Boyd Malvo, was himself an illegal immigrant.
Well, that's a good point. And it was not exactly a secret to the government. They just didn't feel like getting around to taking care of him.
I think he was picked up and then told to report for an immigration hearing. And, you know, it's the most amazing thing about 98% of those people are told to voluntarily come back. Just don't come back. Can you imagine that?
And, you know, that is still going on. That is one of the biggest pieces of insanity. We want to talk about dealing with nutcases. Well, I think this kind of behavior is bizarre. To tell
I have
a criminal,
another question about the national ID.
Go ahead.
Is it true that it may be the driver's license may not change too much in appearance, so they'll look different from state to state, but they'll, in essence, be a national ID because they'll have all the required information on
one
or
within? One state may be
or
blue tinge and another orange and other superficial differences. I think your thinking is quite possibly on the money as far as that goes, but of course as far as the electronic chip that might be in it, the biometrics that would be on it by administrative diktat, some bureaucrat who's been given the power to write all kinds of regulations in the new law, if it becomes law, that's where the devil will be in the details. And actually, I think you're probably onto something. They'll probably hope that one state will be green and another state yellow. Well, you know, these are all different colors and these are all different cards. I mean, what were those nutcases at GOA talking about anyway? See, it's not the
well,
same.
Well, I used to live in Kansas, and they'll probably still let the Kansas folks put the sunflower on their driver's license, and the folks up in Massachusetts might have one of those old Navy ships that, you know, the Mayflower or whatever it might
for
be.
For sure they won't have a patriot with a musket.
Well, Jim, the one thing I can say, there may be some hope. The FBI spent $170 million on a computer program to make the FBI more efficient. And after $170 million, they can't get the system to work. There may be hope for America. Thanks so much. And let's go to Dave calling from Illinois.
It's what Will Rogers used to be so fond of saying. Thank God we don't get all the government we paid for.
I think it was no man's purse or property are safe when Congress is in session. Let's go to Dave calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave.
Good evening, gentlemen. Got a question for you. This two questions. Number one, it seems to me like this. Right now, every state has its own driver's licenses, and that is an ID card. When you think about it, that is its identification. So why isn't that good enough? And number two, is this a done deal? I mean, you say Congress passed it, but has the President signed it into law?
No,
when it hit us.
The President hasn't signed it, and the Senate hasn't acted, and the Senate may either not act on it, or they may come up with their own version. That could kind of snarl things. We could either get no bill, or the worst of both versions from the Senate and the House. There's an awful lot of time and water that could go by and water over the dam before this thing is finally finished. So there's every reason for people to, now that we've finished for the moment in the House, to start working on their members of the Senate, calling, emailing members of the United States Senate and tell them what you think about this.
And I think that's great, Dave. That's why you ought to get hold of Gun Owners of America and start sending those emails to your senator and tell them a vote no on this legislation. Anything else, Dave?
Yeah, one other comment here. Here in the town I live in, you know, there are cameras that are almost every intersection. And every time they build a new stoplight, there's a camera. And, of course, the authorities claim it's for traffic control, which may be true. But the point is, they are building, the technology is going in place as we speak to have a police state.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's all about.
Yep. That.
Thanks so very much, Dave.
Yep, bye.
And I think every American should be concerned. There is no place to hide. They can watch you from the satellites up above. They can read what you're reading in the newspaper. But we can't find Osama bin Laden. And they can listen to every email, every telephone call. They know where it was made from. They can listen to it. They can check your emails and your faxes by computers now. They have the ability to monitor literally everything that we're doing. There's records of all your financial transactions, all of your medical records. Everything is being cataloged now. They're collecting dossiers on every single American. In the name of fighting terrorism. Larry, thank you so very much for being with us. Do you have one parting thought for our listeners?
Well, Stan, I really appreciate being with you. I'm so glad that you're staying firm, getting the word out, and I hope people will take advantage of that website that we have at gunowners.org. Go there and sign up so that they can be part of the solution and not just bystanders.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Larry.
Thank you.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and for those of you who don't know, back about 1991, I wrote a book called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and in that, of course, we gave the background of the 10-year battle I was involved in to try to address the spread of AIDS as a communicable disease. And, of course, one of the foundations to any effort to control a sexually transmitted disease is to identify who has it to stop them from giving it to other people. And one of the things we advocated was routine testing across America. Now, we started in 1986 advocating that. We advocated it through 1996. The doctors of the state of California backed most of the programs we had, premarital testing, prenatal testing, postnatal testing, for to try to identify who was infected. And now, almost 10 years later, actually within this last few days, suddenly they're coming out and saying, hey, you know, we really need routine testing for HIV in America. So they finally decided, 25 years in the epidemic, to try to stop further spread, or 24 years in the epidemic to try to stop further spread of this terrible, terrible disease. But to understand the background of what really happened during those years when I was involved, we still have copies of AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We feel it's a very important book. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We still have copies of the HIV Watch publications we put out in those days, where we're trying to make people understand that this disease was going to have terrible, terrible effects throughout the world, and it has. It's estimated that over 20 million people are dead, another 40 million infected, 500,000 have died in America, another million are infected, and they're getting infected every single day because we're not trying to stop its spread. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when, of course, we need to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you're out there listening to us and you agree that there is a problem, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to really help us get the truth out across America, we have a unique opportunity to get copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, at a fabulously low price. We print them now in large amounts while we can get the price down so that I can offer them to you at $2 a book. You're going to have to buy a case, however. There's 62 books in a case, $124. We'll get you a case of books of Brotherhood of Darkness, and of course there's going to be about $25 or more for shipping. We prefer sending it UPS, although we can send it cheaper if we send it out media mail. Why? We can't be certain it's going to get there. So if you're interested in getting a case of books, and we have to know within the next week or so, because we've got to get our order in, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and get a case of books. You can give them out for birthday presents. You can give them for Christmas presents. You can give them for Valentine. Well, we won't get them for about 2 months. It's going to take that long to get them printed and delivered to you. But it's a great deal. But more than that, from my point of view, it's going to help to disseminate the message we have that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. There really are demonic organizations and demonic forces at work in our society. If you have not yet seen the video, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, you need to see them. If you want to understand what Michael Jackson is really all about and why he just loves to share his bed with little boys, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. The videos we have, Megiddo, which is part one, and that is, of course, 2 hours and 20 minutes, very professionally done. Megiddo part two, where I am in that, that's 3 hours, and we talk about Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. You'll see the Georgia Guidestones. We recommend these videos very strongly. That's Megiddo 1 and 2, and They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. We have a new video that I've done. It's called None Dare Call It Genocide. It will take you into the background of how they're poisoning our children, how they're poisoning our children and destroying their minds. 1 out of every 6 children, according to the CDC, has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and they just can't figure out why. Well, maybe it's because they've been poisoning them with mercury. We're so worried about their mercury and fish, but we still have it in the vaccine shots, and we want you to get down to get your vaccine shots. You make 87 times the amount of mercury, but that's all right. We want to protect you from the influenza. Or if you're an elderly person, you may get Alzheimer's disease, but we're from the government here. So rush down and get your vaccine shot, your influenza vaccine shot. Then their college genocide goes into the background of mercury and aspartame and fluoride and all the other things they are doing to damage the health of the American people. It's an overview, admittedly, but I think you'll find it a fascinating amount of information. And, of course, it'll be a good place to take off from. If you can get our material on fluoride, our 4-tape sets, both the original 4-tape set on fluoride and then our update of the book, The Fluoride Deception, the video on fluoride, which we have, or Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, we have the 4-tape set on mercury. We have a video called Without Informed Consent. We have, of course, the material on aspartame and NutraSweet, which is a poison. Actually, it's 3 poisons, not just one. It's aspartic acid, it's phenylalanine, and it's methanol. You know, methanol, that's what makes you go blind. And that's what NutraSweet's all about. Well, anyway, don't have time to tell you more. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.